without hope is, well, a pretty miserable life. But God has a plan to fill us full of vibrant, living hope that grows in us a fruit of indescribable and glorious joy. I'm Bernie Diamond. It's just great that you can join me again this week on Christianity Works. As we spend time together in God's Word today, I passionately believe that God's going to change us from the inside out in ways that we could never have imagined. And that's what Christianity Works is all about. Opening up God's Word and taking a fresh look to see what He's doing in our lives today. Because, you know, He's always up to something good. So as we share this time together, my prayer is that you'll be forever changed by God's love, God's grace, and God's power in Jesus Christ. It is just great to be with you again today. We're on the second program in a series that I've called A Confident Life in Uncertain Times. As we live life day to day, we need to have confidence in our lives. Not a cockiness, not an arrogance. That's not what I'm talking about. Just a quiet, gentle confidence that we can expect good things to happen in our lives, that we can know that we're in the right place, walking in God's will, and we can rest in that, and we can have a blessed and peaceful life. Last week we had the first message in the series where we saw, as we went through 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, that we were chosen with a purpose. And that gives you confidence. When we know that God has chosen us with a purpose, that's an awesome thing. And this letter in the New Testament, 1 Peter, is written by Peter to a bunch of Christians who are suffering terrible persecution. And this week, we're going to move on a little bit from there and look at hope, because hope is such an important element of confidence. So many people these days live their life like a candle in the wind, as the song goes. Instead of that quiet confidence and assurance, real sense of optimism and hope for the future, they're like a cork, you know, bobbing around in an ocean in a storm. And that's a terrible way to live. This nagging uncertainty about life today and the future. So many people feel that their circumstances, the big picture things and the little picture things, are out of control. If you look around the world today, the big picture, we've got terrorism, we've got the war on terror, we've got global warming, we've got terrible poverty, we've got all of those things happening. Things that you and I, as little people, have absolutely no influence in. People say, well, sponsor a child. And I've heard people say, well, okay, so I sponsor a child. But 25,000 other kids die every day from starvation. So what's the point? You see, that reflects that sense that the big picture of the world is so out of control. So we retreat to the little picture, the local picture, the me picture. And I talk to a lot of people who are living unsatisfying lives in the grind. And we try and shop our way out of it. People have a sense that there must be something more. And you know, this is true of people no matter what their circumstances, no matter what their socioeconomic situation or their culture or their faith. Our lives can be dry like a drought. Around where I live, we've been going through one of the worst droughts on record. Farmers have been selling down their livestock. Some of them even sold their farms that have been in their families for generations. Suicide rates are up. It must be so incredibly tough for them. Every day the same thing, bright clear skies, not a rain cloud in sight, standing in the dust bowl, thinking and yearning in their hearts, I hope it rains soon. A funny thing, hope. I hope it rains, but what does that actually mean? I mean, what is hope? Hope is like a joyful and confident expectation that something good's going to happen. And you know, when we lose hope, when we stop believing that good things in fact are going to happen in our lives, it becomes a bleak, dark place. Job, if you know the story of Job in the Old Testament, you have a look at chapter 7, verse 6. Job was a good man. You know, he honored God and the devil came against him and ended up taking almost everything away from him. Job went through such a difficult time. And in Job chapter 7, verse 6, He says this, "My days are swifter than the weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope." That's about as low as you can get. The days are slipping by day after day after day, and there's no hope. There's no looking forward to something. There's no sense of confidence about the future. And it's easy for the farmer whose property's turned into a dust bowl to lose hope. It's easy for someone like you and me to look around and think back to what we had and see what's going on in our lives at the moment and think, oh, I hope it rains tomorrow. I hope something changes. I hope it gets better tomorrow. It's devastating to lose hope. You see, hope is the opposite of uncertainty. We're going through a series called Living a Confident Life in Uncertain Times. And as we're going to see today, as we get into God's Word, we do live amidst uncertainty. That's the reality of life. We'd like to run away from it, but it's just not the way it's going to be. And so God wants us to have that quiet confidence and peace amidst all this uncertainty that's going on. At least that's the way it should be. But for so many people, hope is mixed up with uncertainty. It's kind of a hopeless plea almost. I hope it's going to rain tomorrow. Hope becomes a desperate thing rather than a certain thing. Hope is a fading thing rather than something that shines brightly. I remember a time in my life when I lost all hope that something good would happen. And it was such an incredibly dark time. Hope's like a light in a storm. Uncertainty is this nagging, sick feeling in the pit of your stomach that drains the life out of you. And we all hope in something. Without hope, we can't keep going. Without hope, there's no tomorrow. So Peter the Apostle writes this letter to the exiles of the dispersion, these exiles who were under persecution, who were living in uncertain times. They were tough times, incredibly tough. It was brutal persecution, torture. We talked about that last week. And this is what he writes in the first chapter of his first letter, 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Let's have a listen. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he's given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you. You who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time, even though, for a little while, you've had to suffer some trials." He talks about hope. There's a lot in this. It's real rubber hits the road stuff. And we're going to unpack that into our hearts and our lives in just a moment. I'm Bernie Diamond, and we'll continue with today's message in just a moment. But before we do, today I'm so excited to offer you a resource that I believe will help you to develop that quiet confidence in God amidst all the uncertainties of life, a confidence that he calls peace. Christianity Works has just published its latest life application booklet called A Confident Life in Uncertain Times. The booklet builds on the teaching in this series, and each chapter has some life application questions to help you apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. And for a limited time only, it's available as my free gift to you. You can request yours right now online at christianityworks.com. You'll see that free offer right there on the homepage. Just click on it, follow the prompts, and the e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. And when you do stop by at christianityworks.com, please don't forget the treasure trove of free resources and downloads that are there for you. Like Christianity Works TV. You can watch these same weekly messages online if you like. Oh, and the free daily Christianity Works e-devotional. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to your inbox to help you live each and every day in the victory that Jesus came to give you. And that's just the beginning. ChristianityWorks.com is packed full of resources, all of them free, to help you have a rich, dynamic relationship with Jesus. So check it out. Now, hope. Hope is such an important thing. The Bible talks a lot about hope, but sadly, when we read that word hope, many people don't understand what God means when he uses it. So let's take a look at the certain hope that God has ready and waiting for you. Well, let's take a look at what Peter's saying to these suffering, persecuted exiles about hope. "Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he's given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you. You who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time, even though for a little while you've had to suffer various trials. So he starts off here talking to these persecuted believers about doing something that they mustn't have really felt like doing. Praise. When life's tough, when I'm down, when the drought continues, when we sink into this thing that goes down and down and down, the decision to praise God in the middle of it, why? Well, he gives us an answer. Because we have a new birth into a living hope. Can I encourage you, if you are in the middle of an exile, of trials, of difficult times, now is the time to decide to praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know why? Because he's up to something good. Maybe we can't see it, but actually it's got nothing to do with whether or not the drought breaks. It's something much bigger. It's the new birth we have into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I mean, I have a small bundle of shares in a company listed on the stock exchange, and I can watch the share price go up and down by the minute on the internet. Now, it's lovely to see the price up, and it's a little bit disappointing when the price goes down. But if I put my hope into those shares, my whole sense of security, I'd go nuts because they go up and down, like our circumstances, like people's moods, like friendships, like anything. There could be a stock market crash tomorrow. Who or what do we put our hope in? And Peter is saying here that God, in his great mercy, has given us a new birth, a new start into a living hope. Out of the goodness of God, a new birth, a new start. Do you feel like a new start today? Do you feel that you just need your slate wiped clean so you can go forward? Praise God, because in his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope. Not some flaky, uncertain hope. It literally means, this living hope thing, to enjoy real life, to have true life, a vital power, you know, exerting the same influence on the soul as life itself, to be full of vigor, to be fresh, strong, active, powerful, to have an impact, the sort of life that we all want to lead. That's what Peter's talking about here in terms of a living hope, a hope that brings us to life. It's such a sharp contrast to the sort of hope that says, oh, you know, I hope it rains tomorrow. Because the hope that God gives us through Jesus Christ, through his resurrection, makes a difference. It's based on something certain. It's based on the resurrection of Jesus, a historical fact and reality. And that's going to happen to me one day. One day, you and I are going to cast off our body. And if we believe in Jesus Christ, whether or not the drought in this life breaks, you know, whether or not our circumstances in this life change, whether or not God chooses to make some things in my life here and now better or not, one day we are going to have a resurrection day when we stand before God in glory with no more sickness or pain or health problems or tears, to walk into an inheritance that is completely untouchable. Look at what Peter writes here in chapter 1, verse 4. Into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. This hope in Jesus is a new birth through a living hope. Into what? Into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. Literally, Peter writes here that God is guarding it for us, keeping it safe for us. Not like the stock price. It's not like wealth. It's not subject to thieves or stock market crashes or moths eating it or it tarnishing. It's not like waiting for the rain to break from the drought. Who knows whether that'll happen? It's not like waiting for whatever it is in our life that causes us uncertainty and fear to change. Who knows whether that's going to happen? Nothing like those things. It's absolutely certain, being kept rock solid and safe in heaven. Something that we can put our confidence in based on what Jesus has done, based on his resurrection, on a fact. That's what makes it lively and real and compelling and vibrant and alive. That's the sort of life we have when we live in the full knowledge of that new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And not only do we have a new birth into a living hope, not only is it based on the resurrection of Jesus, not only into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, but also, look at verse 5 if you have a Bible, we who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of that salvation. So not only is our inheritance being protected, but we through faith are shielded by God's power. So everything we go through, every hurt and pain and fear and everything, God is guarding our inheritance in heaven, but God is shielding us here on earth through his power. You, if you believe in Jesus, are being protected by the power of God. That's a promise. And we acquire that through faith. This is powerful stuff. And in a moment, we're going to see God's plan for bringing this all together in our lives, here and now. I'm Bernie Diamond, and we'll get back to today's Christianity Works message in just a moment. But as we pause, I'd like to remind you that today's program is just one message in a series of four called A Confident Life in Uncertain Times. And you can watch this series online right now at ChristianityWorks.com. That's right, Christianity Works TV is up and running, and as well as the audio, the transcript, the podcast, you can watch this week's message right now online. It's all part of our passion to help you live a life of peace and joy and power in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's why I'd also love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, A Confident Life in Uncertain Times. Because these are uncertain times. So many things are up in the air. But in Christ, in a rich, dynamic, powerful relationship with him, you can walk boldly through the uncertainty with your confidence in him. You can receive a free copy of this booklet right now. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there on the homepage. Pop in your details, follow the prompts, and that free ebook will be winging its way to your inbox in literally just seconds. And while you're there, don't forget that you can also have instant access to the free daily Christianity Works e-devotional. That's all at ChristianityWorks.com. Okay, in the few minutes that we have left together today, I want to take a look at how to live a life of hope. How exactly you can make the rubber hit the road with hope in your life. Well, we're looking at this wonderful letter of Peter the Apostle to these Christians who have been dispersed from Jerusalem and Judea right across the known world, right into every part of Asia Minor through persecution. And they were living uncertain lives. They were living lives of fear. And this is the second message in a series that I've called Living a Confident Life in Uncertain Times. And there can be no confidence without hope, a certain hope for the future. This beautiful letter by Peter, written to these exiles under persecution. Let's just read the passage that we're going through today again. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because in his great mercy, he's given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade, kept and guarded in heaven for you. You who through faith are being shielded by God's power until the coming of that salvation, the salvation that's ready to be revealed in the last time, even though we have to suffer some trials, so that the genuineness of our faith, being more precious than gold, may be found to result in the praise and the glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you've not seen him, you love him. And even though you can't see him now, you believe in him and you rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. Because you know something? You are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. He's writing here to these exiles in this confusing, fearful time. They weren't where they were meant to be. They weren't in their comfort zone. They were being killed and tortured and they were dying. And what does Peter write about? Does he write about the problems that they're facing? Does he give a list of 10 steps of how to deal with persecution? Does he teach them to rebuke the devil? No. He's saying, listen to me. Praise God. Because in the midst of your exile, in the midst of your trials, look at it from a different perspective. The heaviness, the burden of these trials that you're going through, there is a purpose in your suffering. Even though for a little while you have to suffer these trials, it's happening to you so that the genuineness of your faith, which is more precious than gold, will be found to result in praise and glory and honour when Jesus Christ returns. See, there's purpose in our suffering. He's saying, set your hope, your faith on the end game. You know, when people are under pressure, they often run around like chooks with their heads cut off. As soon as pressure comes against us, we want to run around and flap and carry on. But Peter's saying, just get a grip. Get your mind around the end game. Just look at what is set before you, an eternity of glory. And you're suffering at the moment to purify your faith. There's purpose in your suffering. Paul in Colossians chapter 3 writes, set your mind on heavenly things. And that's what Peter's saying here. Yes, you're suffering trials, but get an eternal perspective. Eagerly long for Jesus in the midst of your exile. Look forward to what is set before you. And what happens when we do that here in our everyday lives, here in the midst of our trials and our sufferings, is we discover what it means to have a new birth into a living hope. Because that hope is based on the knowledge that Jesus was raised from the dead. And that we one day too will have an eternal life. We will have that resurrection. It doesn't finish at the grave. The grave is just the beginning. And that inheritance, that glory, that eternity is being kept for you, guarded by God in heaven. So it won't disappear. It won't evaporate. We won't get there and discover that it's not there anymore. And right now, as we go through those sufferings and trials, so that the genuineness of our faith is being proven, we love him, we desire him, we adore him, we believe in him, and we set our hearts on him. And then we discover that the reward isn't just then, but right here, right now, there's a reward. Although you haven't seen him, you love him. And even though you don't see him now, you believe in him. And you rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy because you are receiving. See the present tense. You are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. In the middle of suffering, in the middle of exile, when we live in this new birth and the living hope, we experience an indescribable and glorious joy. The words that Peter used here mean completely over the top. He can't find enough superlatives to describe the joy that we experience amidst the trials and suffering when we let the Holy Spirit do his work in our hearts and minister to us what lies ahead. You have been born into a living and vibrant and powerful hope that has fruit in us. I don't know about you, but I want that. I want to live my life like that. It's not some fool's gold. It's not some fairy floss kind of life. Peter's not trying to dress it up into an unreality. He's making it very plain. You guys are going through some suffering and trials, and that's going to happen in life, and that's just the way it is. But here is where the rubber hits the road. Here is crunch time. Here is decision time. In the middle of my trials, am I going to believe in God with my life? Not from a distance, not paying him some half attention. Come on, no half measures, no not taking this seriously. God wants for you today and tomorrow and next week and next month and next year until the moment that you stand before him in glory. God wants you to experience an indescribable and glorious joy. The sort of thing that wells up inside you because of what lies ahead. Through his Spirit, not through anything else, not through us concocting anything, but because when we rest our hearts and souls on this wonder of our future, the Holy Spirit puts in us an indescribable and glorious joy, even though we have to suffer various trials at the moment. So set your mind on things that are above. Do you want that? A living hope, the new birth, a fresh start here and now. Through the resurrection of Jesus. Go on, wrap your heart and mind around that day by day, around the imperishable inheritance being guarded by God. His present protection right now that we acquire by faith. Go on, just believe no matter what comes along. Do you want a confident life in uncertain times? Well, this is where the rubber hits the road.
Father God,
God, we bless you and we praise you and we thank you for your word. It comes to us in such power in the middle of our exile. It's so awesome to know your plan for us, a plan to bless us in our suffering, a plan to give us that indescribable and glorious joy here and now as we experience your protection and await the glorious inheritance that you prepared and that you're guarding for us. Lord, you know how hard it is some days to focus on your heavenly plan. We wander in the lowlands, but your Spirit, Lord, can lift our hearts into these heavenly places in an instant. Holy Spirit, come and make your word a reality in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and make this glorious plan the centerpiece of our lives. Fill us with a certain knowledge and a certain hope and a clear vision of what is to come. And this not of ourselves, but as a free gift from you through Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for us on that cross. But Lord, thank you even more for your resurrection and the new birth that we have into a living and vibrant and active hope. We just want to tell you today that we believe. We believe that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. We believe that you are protecting us. We love you, Lord, and we delight in you and we praise you. For you alone are worthy of all the honor and power and praise. We rejoice in you, Lord God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, don't forget to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com to request that free life application ebook that I've been telling you about, A Confident Life in Uncertain Times. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time next week with another message of God's love, God's grace, and God's power for each one of us in Jesus Christ.